From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome to the program in the Saviour's precious name. Our preacher today is the Reverend James Porter, and he's letting the Bible speak from the prophecy of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 3 and verses 10 and 11. That message is coming up right after these words in song.
Bible reading is from Isaiah chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, where it says, "Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him." These words were spoken by the prophet Isaiah to the people of ancient Judah. Judah had rebelled against God, were a sinful people, and because of their sin, judgment was going to befall the land. And in the midst of this message of coming judgment, Isaiah had a word of comfort to the righteous by saying in verse 10 that it would be well with them. But then on the other hand, he also had a word of warning for the wicked by saying in verse 11 that it would be ill with them. Now, whenever these two verses are applied in the gospel, we have in the righteous a picture of all those who are saved, and in the wicked we have a picture of all those who are not saved. Now this morning, it is the righteous that I want us to focus our attention upon. And that being the case, there are three thoughts that I want to leave with you regarding the righteous in this verse, who are a picture of those who are saved through Christ. First of all, let us consider how a person can be made righteous in God's sight. Well, this word righteous, which we have in Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10, means to be just or right. Now, there is only one way whereby a sinner can be made just before God. That way is by faith in Christ and his atoning work upon the cross. Romans 3, verse 25 tells us, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. It is only by trusting in the finished work of Christ upon the cross that you and I can be made righteous in God's sight. The Bible tells us that Abel was a righteous man, and in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, it says, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, he yet speaketh. The sacrifice that Abel offered up to God was a lamb without blemish, and this was symbolic of his faith in Christ, who is the Lamb of God. Thus Abel was declared righteous before God, because his faith was in Christ and in no other. As you listen today, is it your desire to be righteous in God's eyes? Then you can only be so through Christ. The Bible says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. It is only through the crosswork of Christ that you can be declared just in the eyes of God. You cannot attain to this righteousness by your good works, nor by your church, nor by anything of man or of self. No, it can only be attained through Christ Jesus. The Apostle John was able to say in Romans 5, verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. His trust was in Christ. Likewise, may you today trust Christ as your Saviour, for it is only through him that you can be righteous with God. The second thought that I want to leave with you regarding the righteous is simply the reason for their well-being. Isaiah 3, verse 10 says, say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with them. Why is it well with the righteous? It is well with the righteous because their sins are all forgiven. They are no longer condemned, guilty sinners before God. For all who trust in Christ have their sins forgiven. In Isaiah 43, verse 25, the Lord says, I, even I am he, that blot out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Also it is well with the righteous, because the power of sin in their life has been broken through Christ. We read in Romans 6, verse 10, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. This is why a person's life changes when they are saved. And this victory over sin will be perfected for the righteous in heaven. Also it is well with the righteous, because they are secure in Christ. Once they have trusted in Christ, that eternal union can never be severed. The Bible tells us that we are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Also the righteous have the promise of divine grace and the abiding presence of the Holy Ghost to help them on in their Christian life. The psalmist says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Speaking of the Holy Ghost in John 14, verse 16, Christ said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And then it will be well with the righteous, for in death the Lord will be with them, and in eternity they shall be in heaven. David could say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All these blessings and many more are the portion of all who are righteous with God through faith in Christ. They are blessings that are absolutely sure and certain. Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with them. It is God who says this. Therefore there can be no doubt whatsoever. unsaved listener, is it your desire to know and experience such wonderful blessings? Then you must confess your sin to Christ and trust in His finished work for the salvation of your soul. And the final thought that I want to leave with you is the outcome of all those who are not righteous in the sight of God. That outcome is described for us in Isaiah chapter 3, verse 11, where God says, "Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him." The woe and curse of God is upon all those who are not righteous in his sight. Yes, those who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour. This truth is brought out very powerfully by the words of the Apostle Paul at the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 22, when he says, "If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha." Those last two words mean to be accursed at the coming again of Christ. This is how it will be with you at the return of Christ, if you are still not saved, still not one of God's righteous ones. Perhaps you wonder what the woe or the ill of the righteous consists of. If you want to find out, just think of that which is opposite to the blessings of the righteous. This means no forgiveness of sins, no power over sin, no security in Christ, no power to live the Christian life, no indwelling of the Spirit of God, no one to be with you when you cross the great divide, the river of death, and no prospect of heaven for you, but only everlasting punishment and hell. How solemn and how sad the woes of the Christ rejecter are. Just listen to some of the things that God's word tells us is the lot of the wicked. Isaiah 57, verse 21. "There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." Psalm 11, verse 6. "Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup." Psalm 9, verse 11. "The wicked shall be turned unto hell in all nations that forget God." Unsaved listener, if you're to be wise, then I urge you to seek the Lord Jesus Christ and call upon Him to save you. He alone can make you righteous with God, deliver you from the awful woe and ill of the wicked. Speaking of Christ, Isaiah 32 verse 1 says, "And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land." That man is the God-man, Christ Jesus. This morning may you flee to Him for salvation. Then, and only then, shall it be well with your soul for time and for eternity. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.